Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at securely encrypting the data we exchange. You know, one of the first wins, early wins I had back at the financial services firm was with the data layer. We were in the market, right? So our whole role was to ingest data from the market and from partners, financial markets, to act on that data, to analyze it, to report on it, to make actions, to trade, and then to push back our trades and our buys and sells back to the market so we can reconcile. And I love that. I love that circadian rhythm, that heartbeat of data coming in and data going out, right? That flow is very beautiful to me. And securing that flow was one of the first things I did. So my advice to you today is take a look at those data interchanges, because every organization has them. Every organization is reading and writing data to everyone else. Take a look at them and see how they're encrypted and protecting the data. So what would a good encryption strategy look like? Well, within the applications themselves, within the database itself, especially if you're using something like Hadoop, hopefully you're using format-preserving encryption. Format-preserving encryption encrypts a social security number like it looks like a social security number, encrypts a credit card like it looks like a credit card, a name like it looks like a name. You get the idea. And that encryption lives in the database. That encryption lives across the network. That encryption lives within the memory of the applications. It persists throughout the entire ecosystem of hooks that are using this data. Now, the challenge is, what happens when you need to leave, and what happens when you're reading data in? So you'd have an integration layer, which could be as simple as a server running a script. And that server running a script is going to download the target data that needs to be sent. It's going to make a call to the FPE API and decrypt the data. So now it's in clear text in memory, not in disk, in memory. Clear text in memory for a moment, and then it's going to stream it back out to an encrypted file. When I did this at the financial services firm, I was using a PGP, and we all exchanged keys and set it up that way. There's other ways to do it, but if you're familiar with PGP, that's what I'm talking about, right? You have a key, asymmetric encryption. You encrypt the file with their key so that no one else can read it but them. And then you place that file in a secure transport, such as SFTP, right? So that when they get the file itself is encrypted and the communication to and from is encrypted. Now, on their side, they probably have like a service bus or a file watcher, or maybe a download batch process that's going to see this file, download it, they're going to decrypt it using their key, they're going to load it with their own processes, but that way you know up into the edge you're using format preserving encryption, and outbound you're using file level encryption and transport level encryption. The same process works ingesting. You are going to watch their SFTP box, you're going to download a file, you're going to decrypt that file using your key. They've encrypted it, right, with their key, asymmetric again. Now it's in clear text. Now you're going to use FPE to encrypt at the field level, and then you're going to do your inserts into your data warehouse, where it'll stay encrypted throughout the ecosystem. Easy. Not so easy. But like anything else we talk about, it's never that easy. But that's what a good encryption process would look like. And the thing you really want to pay attention to is look at your data interchanges, look at where the data that's sensitive may be decrypted and may be read, and around those areas, plan for ways to either add more encryption or add more security controls to make sure the criminals can't get to them. Thanks a lot.